Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's chat some Southern Recipe pork rinds right now, gridiron greats, and some football as well. And we do so with Mike Golic, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now. Mike, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
I'm doing well. Going into week four in the NFL, that quarter post, it's getting interesting.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and we'll see what happens in the game tonight. But I will say this right out of the gate. I saw a photo of you recently, and we got a chance to see one another at the great Gridiron Greats event each and every year at the Super Bowl. You're looking slim. Have you cut down on the donut consumption?
Well, yeah, I still consider those who think I don't eat donuts or cookies or anything anymore. I still do, but I just do it at a lesser pace. I probably am 85 good, 15 bad now, where I was a lot worse than that. So I still enjoy my sweets and my pastries, just not at the rate that I used to. It's just not as healthy when you're getting older.
Well, now it's officially football season when we hear Mike Golic talk about donuts. What is your favorite donut?
Oh, I'm still the cream-filled, not the Bavarian cream. I'm not a big fan of that. Just like the cream-filled, like the Long John chocolate icing with the cream filling on the inside. You know, that's probably my best one. Then, yeah, you know, you have all those kind of funky donut shops that get crazy putting cereal on them or Oreos. I like all that stuff, too. But I'd say chocolate ice with some cream in the middle will do me good with a nice chocolate milk as well.
Talking about some crazy combinations, your old radio partner, Greeny, I saw him at the draft, and he was in the airport, and he ordered a bagel with butter, and I've never seen this done before with a bagel and butter. He put a slice of cheese on it. Isn't that a weird combination?
Greeny would eat weird at times. He would do that. He would eat like pizza and wings when we were out on the road with a knife and fork. So I always got on him for that. But you know, that's the way he chose to do it. So more power to him. Everybody's got a different approach, that's for sure.
Mike Golic here with us. When we kick off week four tonight, Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins have been a nice surprise at 3-0. The Bengals just got in the win column last week. They're 1-2. How do you see this game playing on out?
Well, I mean, listen, Miami's playing really well. Obviously, Tua and the focus on that offense, but the defense is doing well. For Cincinnati, I've been a little surprised. We knew they had to improve their old line, so they have four new starters, and I guess it's just going to take a little while for them to gel. I've been a little surprised at the play of that team. I think, you know, it's a long season. I think they'll hit their stride when they need to, but for the Dolphins, it's like, hey, you know, how long can you keep this winning streak going? There were two quarterbacks, Tua and Jalen Hurts, you know, in Philly that – everybody said, you know, this is their year to show that they could be the quarterback of the future for their teams. And so far, so good for both of them. They're playing extremely well.
Yeah. Do you think Jalen Hurts is the guy in Philadelphia?
Oh, sure, showing it. I mean, all you can go on is production on the field, and he's getting it done right now. So, yeah, I mean, they got some more weapons for him. The A.J. Brown pickup was fantastic. The defense has been playing well. They're one of the more complete teams. I think they and Buffalo are two of the most complete teams. But, yeah, I mean, all you can do is go by production on the field, and both Jalen and Tua are solidly stamping their way to be the quarterback of the future for their respective teams.
At the end of the regular season, how do you think Mike Golic will be talking about the Dolphins and also the Philadelphia Eagles?
That's a good question. I think Philly has a good chance to be close at the end there because I think the NFC is – a little more top-heavy, where the AFC, I think, has more good teams that could really, you know, do some damage in the playoffs. And remember, it's one and done in the playoffs, so you have one bad game and you're done. I think Philly probably has a better chance because, you know, name me another team in the NFC where you're going, oh, yeah, that's the team. Now, maybe toward the end of the season, we may, but, you know, you never know if the receivers in Green Bay or in Tampa Bay are going to be healthy throughout the year. The Rams have looked good and bad at times. So, you know, it's been Philly that's looked the most dominant on both sides of the ball. And with, I think, less competition in the NFC, they may have the chance to go further.
Mike Golic here with us. It was what I love so far the most about this Dolphins and Eagles story is they're putting their young quarterback in a position to succeed. Now, I say this as a Patriot fan. I know I've been in the penthouse for the last 20 years, and Mac Jones is banged up right now. We'll see if he plays this week. But I don't love this approach by Belichick and company with Patricia and Judge operating the offense and really no number one wide receiver on the roster. How do you kind of view the Patriots for the first 3 weeks of the season?
Well, it's been interesting. And the thing we do is, and listen, he deserves it. All you have to do is look at the rings on his finger. Is Bill Belichick deserves the benefit of the doubt. So when things look askew to us, you have to say, okay, well, he has a plan, and you got to give him the benefit of the doubt until the plan doesn't work, right? And right now it looks like an iffy plan. I mean, we all kind of question where it was going, but at the end of the day, I would say, well, it's Bill, and he's earned the respect of saying, okay, you know, he has a plan here, but right now the plan isn't going very well. I think Mac Jones may miss some time if it's truly a high ankle sprain. So, as I said, he gets the benefit of the doubt until he doesn't, until they start losing or have that season, that really bad season. And unfortunately, it's kind of looking that way because I don't know what's going to pull them out of it. I don't know where you're looking on that team that says, oh, yeah, this is where they're going to improve drastically and make a run, again, as I said earlier, in an AFC that's pretty deep.
Mike Golic here with us. The Raiders are off to an 0-3 start. I know they just inked Derek Carr to a 3-year extension, but there's a lot of outs and not a lot of dead cap money tied up to that deal. New regime being brought in. I know they just gave him the extension, but it kind of feels like Carr has another year or two left with the Raiders, including this one. I just kind of think they're going to move on eventually, right?
Well, if it's a year or two, you could say the same about Josh McDaniels if he doesn't get going. There's no safety net in the NFL anymore. There's not even a 3-year plan, let alone a 5-year plan. He struggled in Denver. Now he's a head coach again. He's not winning. The biggest thing you want to do as a young head coach or a not very experienced head coach is you want players to buy into what you're selling. Now, while the players have to execute on the field, and I hold the players more responsible than the coach because they're the ones on the field that have to get the job done, his track record, Josh McDaniels, has not been great. It's been great as a coordinator. We've seen many great coordinators not be able to be head coaches. And Josh is struggling right now, so I don't know how much players are buying in right now. So, you know, I get Derek Carr, you know, may have a leash on how long he's there, but the way they churn through head coaches, maybe that's the same for him. I mean, it's 0-3. It's early. It's probably too early to be talking about things like that. But it is a what have you done for me lately in the NFL.
And if this continues and they're picking in the top 10, Mike Golic, I would be surprised with how deep we're told this quarterback draft class is if they're not drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at probably 4 quarterbacks going in the first round as opposed to last year where there was just one. And again, to your point, it's how player or team friendly this extension is. And we've seen more and more be more team friendly because you don't want a lot of money that you have to owe out there. You certainly don't want a lot of dead cap money, which can really strangle a team. So a lot will have to be on how friendly, team friendly that is.
Wrapping up with Mike Golic right now. We'll talk about Southern Recipe pork rinds in just a moment and the great work of Gridiron Greats. Bills Ravens this weekend. Who do you like in that showdown?
Boy, oh boy. I mean, the two quarterbacks now that along with Jalen Hurts probably looking at that early MVP race. Lamar Jackson, I think, has it right now. But again, we're very early. I was surprised at the Baltimore defense, the amount they gave up to a Miami team. Certainly a little. Now Buffalo, you could look at and say they had 5 defensive starters that didn't play, 3 different offensive linemen. But you know, we can say that on the outside, but on the inside, they're not going to use that as an excuse. You play with the guys you have. I just love the way Lamar's playing right now. I mean, he is on another level at this point. But I still say Buffalo is a more complete team offensively and defensively, where you're relying on Josh Allen, but they have other ways you can go. It's really Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, and then after that, it really, really falls off.
How about your view on Kansas City and Tampa, since they're both going to meet up on Sunday?
Boy, you know, with Tampa Bay, that's a game I'm calling for Westwood 1, so I'm getting ready to head down to Tampa and certainly hope everybody who's been affected by Hurricane Ian is can be as safe as can be. I know it's been tragic down there a bit. But from the game standpoint, I mean, it's a roll of the dice every week on what wide receivers are available for Tom. So they have to live off the run, play action pass, and their defense is playing great, like the Todd Bowles defense. Kansas City, they're scoring a lot of points. They certainly miss the explosiveness of Tyreek Hill, but they're still getting the job done. But Tom Brady's going to have to try and take advantage of that Kansas City defense the way the last time they met was in the Super Bowl, the way that Tampa Bay defense really shut down Mahomes and that Kansas City offense.
How concerned do you – I know they're 2-1, but the coach looks lost. Russell Wilson isn't looking like a top-five quarterback right now. Mike Golic, how concerned are you with the Broncos?
Oh, I'm definitely concerned. Listen, last year on paper we talked about the NFC West being the best division in football, and it didn't end up that way. At the beginning of this season, we've talked about the AFC West being the best division. Now you got the Raiders at 0-3. You got Denver, while they have two wins, no, they make me nervous. Again, I did that game this last week, and Russell Wilson just looks off. Open receivers, he's missing them. Luckily, their defense is playing lights out. So for that reason, and that's why they won the game against San Francisco. Their defense kept them in that entire game. Denver basically had one drive, a 12-play, 80-yard drive that they scored a touchdown on that gave them that win. So they're going to lean heavy on defense and heavy on the run game.
Did you have to adjust your eyes after watching that offensive crap last week?
Well, no, because, see, while a lot of you say, oh, that was awful defense, I, as a former defensive player, say that was incredible defense. So I love those kind of games. The San Fran defense played well as well. So I watched two great defenses in action. That's the way I look at it.
You got it. Before we let you run, Sean Payton, I think he'll be back on the sideline next year. If you had to take a stab at it right now, people have been floating out Denver, maybe Los Angeles with the Chargers if things go south. Cowboys have always been linked to. Do you have a guess or two on Sean Payton?
Well, I think if things go bad in Dallas, it's probably going to be there. I hate the fact that, you know, they're talking about that now with people that have jobs. That's just tough. I know that's the business. That's the way it goes. You know, it's pro ball. No one can. You can't have your feelings hurt. But if that's the one, if Dallas struggles and for whatever, now they don't have Dak, that doesn't help. I know he'll be back soon. But if they struggle and don't make the playoffs or are out early in the playoffs, if they do make it, I have a feeling that's where the change may come.
I absolutely love Southern Recipe pork rinds. The Korean barbecue flavor is out of this world. And I've also been attending the Super Bowl party for the Gridiron Greats, which is first class all the way for a really tremendous cause each and every year down at the Super Bowl location. Looking forward to the one this year in Arizona. But Mike Golic, tell me about the fine work that you're doing today with both those organizations.
Yeah, I love that. I just love that Southern Recipe small batch is in partnership with the Gridiron Greats. For those that don't know, Gridiron Greats started in part with Mike Ditka, and I'm on the board for them as well. They do a great job of helping players from decades ago who just everyday needs all the way to major surgeries. They need assistance. The way I look at it is when a teammate's on the ground, you put a helping hand out to help them up. And, you know, the Pork Rind Appreciation Day, which is on Super Bowl Sunday, 14th annual, they're doing a very cool thing. If you go to porkrindappreciationday.com, they're exchanging sacks for snacks. So you go to that site, you're going to pick a team you believe is going to get a bunch of sacks, and they'll randomly select an entry and win a case of pork rinds for every sack the team gets, grand prize, $5,000, and a year of pork rinds, and certainly money then going to Gridiron Greats as well to help some of those ball players that really need the help. So it's a great partnership. And couldn't be happier with Southern Recipe Small Batch and how they're helping in Pork Rind Appreciation Day.
Mike Golic, always great to hear your voice. Appreciate the time and safe travels. You be safe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There he is, Mike Golic, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Rye, my biggest takeaway from that conversation. Yesterday we had the Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner on, and he talked about his concern level with the Denver Broncos and thinks he's not liking what he's seeing out of Russell Wilson. Today, we had someone who's a respected football voice for the last two, three decades, and Mike Golic on, and he explained how he's concerned about the Broncos and also how Russell Wilson is just not making some of the throws that he used to be making. Now, there is not a person on the airwaves, national radio, that has defended the Broncos and has led the Denver Bronco bandwagon more than you, where you said Nathaniel Hackett going to be a top three coach of the year candidate this year. You said Russell Wilson going to win the MVP. And you also said the Denver Broncos are not only going to the Super Bowl, but they're winning the entire championship this year, and they're hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. And all offseason long, I implored you to change your thinking. I warned you.
Ryan, you're making a mistake.
I said they're not going to make the playoffs. Can they make the playoffs? Yeah, there's a chance. But this team right now is not looking like a Super Bowl team. They're 2-1, and they are lucky to be 2-1. They could be, for a team that's 2-1, if the Bears weren't 2-1, this Broncos team could be the worst 2-1 team I've ever seen for a team that had expectations. There has not been a game this year where you've walked away when looking at the Denver Broncos and go, wow, I'm impressed by. And they're playing, so far, cupcakes. If this team's going to win a Super Bowl this year, in your opinion, they lost to Seattle. They had to find a way to grind one out against the Texans, who are going to be picking the top three of the draft this year. And Jimmy Garoppolo forgot how to play the quarterback position, and they're only able to win by one lousy point. Where's your concern level? That's what I want to know. Where's the concern level of Hot Take Hickey? Because it's one thing when I try to tell you. It's one thing when I try to alert you and say you're misguided, just like last year with Carson Wentz and your belief in him. Now Kurt Warner's saying it, and Mike Golic is saying it. This is a 3-on-1 rush. And you're about to be looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
You know who I am right now? I am Ben Roethlisberger and Santonio Holmes. Everyone thought in 07 when Kurt Warner led the Cardinals down for a touchdown, the Super Bowl was over. They were going to win the trophy.
Oh, no one thought that Super Bowl was over.
And guess what? Big Ben said, not so fast.
That's a lame dig. Not, and a friend of showing Kurt Warner.
I'm not taking
bad
a dig.
Job.
I'm saying...
You are.
It's not over.
Don't be a jackass.
I am not losing hope. I am not concerned yet.
So yes or no?
Yet.
Nathaniel Hackett at the end of the year, your take, not mine, going to be a top three coach of the year candidate.
I will say probably not.
Probably?
Probably not.
This guy can't coach himself out of a paper bag. It's a no.
I have to look at the standings. I don't think Nick Sirianni finished in the top three, but he had a nice turnaround last year after week five.
Russell Wilson has never got an MVP vote in his career before. Will he win the MVP like you have claimed when Lamar Jackson is playing out of his mind and Josh Allen's going to put up huge numbers this year?
He's behind the eight ball.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It is not favorable
Stop.
At the moment for
it's
Russell
over.
Wilson.
You can't even say that with a straight face. You're laughing. He just turned off his microphone. He's laughing right now, folks.
It's not favorable at the moment.
Okay, so you're 0-2 is what you're basically saying without saying it. Broncos winning the Super Bowl.
I'm still saying yes. I am not moving off of that right now.
We got a drug test around here at CBS Sports Radio.
It's week four.
They're not beating the Chiefs in the playoffs. They're not beating the Bills in the playoffs.
Is how teams play now going to be indicative of how they play in December and January? No.
You don't win a championship in the first week of the season.
Absolutely not.
The first month of the season. But you can lose it. And so far, they have not showed me anything to make me say, maybe Hickey was going to be right. You're digging your heels in deep.
You can laugh.
This is not going to end well for you.
And what I'm about to say is a laughable statement, but it's also true.
I don't care if they beat the Raiders and the Colts. I'm still not believing it.
For how bad they have looked. First place. Doesn't that tell you something? It's early. They're 2-1. But for how bad this team has looked, which has been very bad so far, they're still 2-1. Doesn't that tell you something? They're not as bad as you think.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
As Bill Parcells would say.
No, no, no. You just love these teams that are good, not great. That's what you do. Oh, they're 2-1. They're playing like crap.
They are tied for the second best record in the NFL. Okay, that's one I can't say with this. You know, it's true. That's not one I will sell you on fully there.
You know what? I apologize to the listening audience for having to listen to Hickey. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports.
Hey, guys. Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket Podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket Podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket Podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. For your daily news brief, we get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Cincinnati Bengals, they have struck first in this Thursday night football matchup. 9 plays, 75 yards, and a very efficient 4 minutes and 41 seconds. And on 3rd and 1 at Miami's 5, Joe Mixon for a 5-yard touchdown. And you kind of got a Bush push, let's just say, even though it's a running back scoring, by the offensive lineman. There is nothing more that I like when it comes to football, Ryan. Two things I like more than a bunch of offensive linemen just driving the running back into the end zone. When a fat guy scores a touchdown, that's the best. And then also, when you have a fat guy safety dance, when you just jump up and around and move in a circle, that is the fat guy safety dance. Like Alex Anzalone, who joined us last week. He's a linebacker, not a fat guy. He was doing some funky dance move after the safety for the Lions Commanders game. When I see a safety, I need a fat guy. Hands up in the air and jumping around in a circle as the whole ground shakes. That's what I need. So, fat guy touchdown one, where the guy's running. 2, fat guy safety dance. 3, offensive lineman getting a running back into the end zone, just pushing the pile for like 3-4 yards. Those are my 3 favorite things in football.
Can we add a 4th? Fat guy jumping on the pile? I love that.
No, here's why. That could hurt.
Well, hurt them, not us.
Fat guy jumping on the pile hurts. Like, put it this way. You, Samter, and I don't know, Lou Gower. You guys are fighting for a fumble. And then you have Mraz, Gelb, yours truly, and Chris McMonagle. You guys aren't enjoying that. You guys are Yeah, of course not. A smushed pancake after that.
But as just a fan who's in nowhere near bodily danger, I enjoy, like, you know, offensive line pushing the running back, and then you dive on the pile afterwards.
Fine, one caveat. They have to get the football. If it's a fumble, the fat guy jumping on the pile has to get the football. If he doesn't get the football, get him out. Don't want it. Can't have it. Alrighty, so that game just started. 7-0 Cincinnati. Extra point was good. Tua Tagovailoa says this game isn't about him versus Joe Burrow, even though everyone tries to make it that way.
I look forward to the challenge that their team presents us. You know, knowing that they were the AFC champs last year. I mean, they're a really good team. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily me versus Joe. But, you know, I'm just excited that this is an opportunity for our team that we get that, you know, our first four games are extremely tough games.
When we talk about this matchup, the one thing that I want to see happen tonight is a lot of matchups of Eli Apple on Tyreek Hill, because there's been a lot of bleep talking this week. Hickey, were you a big vegetable fan when you were a kid?
No.
No, right? No one liked vegetables when you were a kid.
No.
So, like, if your mom asked you, and now I like these foods, but when I was a kid, I did not. If your mom asked you, you want asparagus or broccoli, it'd be like neither. Or, right?
Sugar, please. See, yeah. Where's the candy?
That's how I kind of view both Tyreek Hill and Eli Apple. When I was a kid, one was broccoli, one was asparagus. As Tyreek Hill just made a catch, and he's off and running, as the Dolphins are already at the Bengals 40. I don't like either Tyreek Hill or Eli Apple. But if you had to pick one here, would you rather see Tyreek Hill get the best of Eli Apple tonight or Eli Apple get the best of Tyreek Hill?
Great question. I will say Eli Apple get the best of Tyreek Hill because Eli Apple's had some good trash talk on Twitter. I think last year said smoke in that Chiefs pack. So I think he would run his mouth after this game if he, like, puts the clamps on Tyreek.
Yeah, but Tyreek Hill with the glasses, he's been talking crap all postseason long. Now, I think Tyreek Hill's a jackass, to be clear. And I'm not a huge fan of Eli Apple, but I'm with you. I think Tyreek Hill would be a better bleep talker after this game, and it may be better for social media. But I really, like, when I don't like Eli Apple. I can't stand Tyreek Hill. So I'm rooting for Eli Apple over Tyreek Hill, who I think will be the better player tonight. I'm picking the Bengals to win the game, but I think Tyreek Hill is going to have a better night than Eli Apple. That's just me. All right, we'll keep it moving here. Let's go to Aaron Judge. He was on WFAN after the game, and he says it feels amazing to tie Roger Maris's record of 61 home runs.
This is pretty special. You know, you never, you know, start the year thinking about breaking records or tying records or getting a chance to do this. But, you know, just what this team's done all year, you know, it's been an incredible season to be a part of. And, Susan, I'm kind of lost for words.
Now, that record is most home runs in the AL in a regular season. Some people will say it's the most home runs in the history of a season if he gets one more because they don't acknowledge Bonds, Sosa, McGuire. Bonds ended up getting it with 73. I personally honor the record. You may not like it. Steroids, get all that. But the sport allowed it. The sport benefited from it. And that's the record. Now, you may think it's not attainable to get 73 or then what would be 74, but that's what Major League Baseball did allow. Roger Maris Jr., after the game, said if Aaron Judge reaches 62 homers, that should be the single season record.
I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way. And, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Well, baseball didn't do anything 20-something years ago. So what is this now, revisionist history? The sport was saved while all this stuff was going on, and it was embraced. And no one bats an eye when Tony La Russa gets in the Hall of Fame or Joe Torre or Bobby Cox or Bud Selig. They knew what was going on. And it's very selective on who we put in the Hall of Fame now. You know, Pudge gets in right away. Only God knows the answer if he took steroids or not. That's what he once said. But Piazza had to wait a few years. Big Papi gets in. But Bonds and Clemens, because they were jerks, aren't getting in because the media didn't like them. Now, I know people say steroids and all that. There's a lot of inconsistencies here. The numbers were put up. You have to honor the numbers. But then also, you can tell the history. I think you have to say Bonds has the most home runs in a single season. But he didn't do it in a clean way. Out of the guys that did it clean, Judge, Maris, 61. And then if Judge gets another, 62. That's the way that I would say it. But I wouldn't say, oh, Bonds' record doesn't count. Because Major League Baseball embraced it for all those years and turned their eyes away from what was actually going on because it was helping the sport. And finally, I haven't heard this yet. LeSean McCoy on the I Am Athlete podcast explains why he thinks Kyler Murray is trash. Listen up.
You know how we talk about Kyler Murray? It's like he's streaming. Should he be studying, doing that? That's who Ayton is.
He's trash.
Ayton, no, but Ayton played his role. You're like Ayton.
No, I'm saying you, your example, and I'm saying that the player you use is trash.
Kyler Murray?
Trash.
Wow.
Overhyped, overrated. Trash? He put like a high school player. Runs around.
I think he's overhyped.
Runs backwards. He does a circle, the ballerina circle, then goes left, goes right, turns all the way around again, then looks for a wide receiver. He's trash. That's not how you play quarterback.
So Mahomes can do.
He ain't Mahomes. And let me tell you about Mahomes real quick. Majority of Mahomes' passes are timing, right? Third step, hit, boom, ball's out. Fifth step, boom, ball's out. Now, sometimes he goes off script because we all can do that. So I'm running to the left sometimes, running to the right sometimes. But then I might stop and cut back. I go off script. Not every pass. Every pass is holding the ball. Let's make a miracle. Just watch the guy. Every game he's played, watch him play. It's really embarrassing, to be honest. Like, who's coaching this kid? Now, when they say, we want to sign you a big contract for $100 million, but you got to watch certain film. Now that makes sense. I see why. Because he ain't reading no coverages. When a quarterback, look, to all you listeners out there, when a quarterback is running around like that all day, all night, all game, that's because he's not reading any coverages. Mm. That's facts.
Now, I'm not saying there aren't some things that are true in what he was saying in those 90 seconds. And I've questioned if Kyler Murray can be a great quarterback in this league, but he's proven he could be a good quarterback in this league. To call him trash? Trash is like Nathan Peterman. All right? Like, I don't even love Mitch Trubisky, I've told that. I wouldn't call him trash. I would call him bad. Like, you say someone is trash, that means you are an incompetent quarterback. I think that's a little bit too far by LeSean McCoy to say that Kyler Murray's trash, Ryan. Who's the first trash quarterback that you think of, by the way? For me, it was Peterman. I don't know why.
That's a good one. We had the 5 picks in one half.
Yeah, like Jamarcus Russell was trash.
Jamarcus Russell was trash. Curtis Painter was trash. I'm trying to think of like, would Chase Daniel be trash?
He hasn't played enough.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Got a lot of cash, though.
He does have a lot of cash. Like, Josh Rosen, trash. Enough of him.
Yeah, he's not a good quarterback.
He stinks.
Have we seen enough games, though, from him, though?
Him getting cut, what, 7, 8 times, whatever it is, that should tell you all you need to know. Trash.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it takes a lot for me to say you're a trash quarterback. You can't tell me Kyler Murray's a trash quarterback.
Sam Darnold, trash?
Yeah. NFL, trash.
Yeah. That's actually fair, yeah. I think there's not many quarterbacks you can characterize as trash.
Like, you would agree with this take right now. Kyler Murray's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Potential to be great, but potential means you haven't done it yet.
Has the talent, you're right. Has not reached it yet.
But to say he's trash, that means you're booty. It means you're awful. You can't say Kyler Murray's awful.
Trash QBs are not getting too.
That's a trash take. Boom. By LeSean McCoy. Boom, roasted. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket Podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, when you're watching a football game, and you just heard that from Kurt Warner, who joined us yesterday. We'll play some more audio from you from that conversation with Kurt in just a second. And you get nervous when you're watching a football game. Do you tend to stress eat? Because I would have thought, Kurt, you're getting nervous watching your sons play. So that's like you're watching your own children play in a game. I understand the nerves. I would think that's when you really whip out the box of sweets and you have some sweet treats. Just a little bit, like some donuts, some cookies, you know, some comfort food. Like that's when you're eating the mac and cheese and things like that. Take your mind off the game or try to take your mind off the game.
I'm with Kurt. No, after the game, yes. If things go good or bad, celebration, you know, food or some sorrow food, that's when I think my appetite is better. But especially in a game, and it's a big one and I'm nervous, I really can't eat that much. Yeah. Drink, different story, but I really don't eat a lot.
I do not like during the game drinking. Now, when I wasn't doing the Eye on Football show, so I'm not in that position where you eat or drink when you're hosting an 8-hour show on Sundays. But anytime there was a big Patriot game, you know, when I was of age, I never wanted to have an alcoholic beverage. Never. Now, my uncle, who the first 3 championships, didn't matter. Like, he would take, because he went through all those bad years, he would take all the stressful moments because he's just appreciative to be in the moment. But then in that second wave of championships, he goes, I'm too old now. I'm having heart palpitations. This isn't good. You know what he would always do? This is when you knew my uncle was getting nervous in a game. He'd always buy a box of Entenmann cookies. He would never open the cookies until he just gave... put one finger up in the air and go, get the cookies. Linda, get the cookies. And the moment he said, Linda, get the cookies would be brought right down. Everyone would know. Let him open up. Like you're opening up a present on Christmas morning. You let him examine the present. Eat the 4, 5, 6 cookies that he would eat. And then you would only take like 1 or 2. Or you'd have to kind of like sneak attack, take like a few more. Because you knew he was going through that entire box of cookies within 25, 30 minutes. And that was the stress eating that he would do.
Did you get nervous then when your uncle got nervous?
Yeah, he was kind of like our leader for the Patriots. Because he would always sit there, you don't know how lucky you guys are to be in this run. I had to go through these terrible years where we'd have 4 tickets and we get 15 people in the stadium because no one gave a rat's ass about the football team. He would always lecture us. He still calls whoever the running back is Sam Bam Cunningham. Like, it doesn't matter. Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley, Lawrence Maroney, all that. That's Sam Bam Cunningham. And anytime there's a good offer, no one's like John Hanna. John Hanna. No one's like John Hanna. He goes on these rants. And Mike Vrabel, he always loved Mike. Like, he doesn't usually praise other than Brady and Gronk. Like, the guys from the last 20 years and talk about them the same way he did with of the guys that he grew up watching. Mike Vrabel, every football Sunday. Mike Vrabel, whenever he make an open field tackle, one of the best open field tacklers in the league. And that's how he would always say it.
Your uncle sounds like the exact stereotype for like a fan living in nostalgia. John Hanna. Let me tell you, kids, back in my day, no one tackled like John Hanna.
Yeah, but like,
I love it.
All of his memories growing up, the team sucked.
I love it. Well, that's it's hard to imagine. It really is hard to imagine. We're both the same age, but I respect it.
You know the show Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
So he was a big Sons of Anarchy fan. I would always say, would you want a jersey? And I was going to get him like a Sam Bam Cunningham jersey. Or there's the other one. Never get him started on Tuck Rule. You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
So
it goes in your favor.
Yes, but you never get him started because he goes into this rant about how Ray Sugar Bear Hamilton got called for roughing the passer in a playoff game in like the 70s against the Raiders, which he's right about. And he goes, all those Raiders fans, they bitch about the Tuck Rule, but none of those idiots bring up Ray Sugar Bear Hamilton getting called for unnecessary roughness. Like, I've heard this rant 9,000 times. And like, since I'm a younger Patriot fan, older Patriot fans will come up to me at these games and things like that, and we'll talk. And eventually, the history of the team and whatever Ray Sugar Bear, they'll go, it's before your time. And I go, no, Ray Sugar Bear, I've heard this story 4,000 times. So yeah, that's my uncle. But it does not matter. They could have the greatest running back of all time. It will be a no name to him. It will be Sam Bam Cunningham. That's what it will be. And he always says in the same cadence when he says it, Sam Bam Cunningham. No one played like Sam Bam Cunningham. That's my uncle.
I love that. That is, I love the nostalgia.
He's a nut, but he's our nut.
He respects Tom Brady, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just making sure.
He loves Tom Brady, but in his final year, I give credit to my uncle. Brady's final year in New England, he goes, I don't want Brady back if Brady starts to act like he did this year. He goes, it looks like he does not want to be here. He said that in week three, week four, and I go, my uncle, very straight edge guy. I go, what is he? Like starting to smoke in his later years, starting to drink a little heavily in his later years. He's going after, he was right. Brady had one foot out the door that final year. He's trying to get both feet in Miami. But that's my uncle on a football Sunday. Every Sunday when I was a kid. My dad worked early on in my life. I would go to my uncle's house. There was no Jets. There was no Giants on the TV. As Tua just threw an interception, so Bengals got the football back up 7-3. It was only the Patriots. And at halftime, you know what he would do? Because he had this idea that my cousin or I, one of us were going to the NFL, at least going to play college football. So I'm 3 years younger than my cousin. I would see this with my cousin. He would send him outside at halftime. And like do like offensive line drills, push-ups, sprints. And then my cousin eventually tried to play high school football, then didn't like it. And he goes, just wait. My cousin would say this to me. Just wait till you get into high school. First time I go over there to high school, they can't tell my uncle no. Because like he'd give you this look. He goes, you're going outside. And I did play some high school football and some middle school football too. So he had me run at halftime, running up and down, push-ups. Commercial break, do the push-ups. I'm like, I just want to sit here and watch the game. Then when I got a little bit older and I was like a peacock now, you got to let me fly. It was like, all right, shut up. I'm not doing that. Get the salami cut. Get the pigs in the blanket. Get the cheese. We're doing what men do best on a football Sunday. Sit on the couch being fat slobs, ordering Chinese food at halftime for the Sunday night game. And we're just devouring a bunch of food on a football Sunday.
So if you go over his house this weekend, is that going to make you do like offensive line stunt drills?
No. That stopped.
Footwork?
That stopped. To like
get the ladders out.
When you're in 10th grade, that's when it stopped. But
that's what
it was.
This is what Belichick does. You're doing it right now. Get out there.
Oh, he wouldn't say it. He goes, I'm Dante Scarnecchia. You think he's a good offensive line coach? Well, wait until you hear what I do. He loved Dante Scarnecchia. When I asked Brady at the Super Bowl about Dante Scarnecchia, he called me. He goes, that was awesome. And Brady respected the question. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming on back.
Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important, give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.